Hi there, it's Preston James, and boy, am I excited about sharing this interview with you. You know, Mark's a student of mine that decided to get real serious about his trading about 3 months ago. He showed up at my live boot camp in Las Vegas and was drawing crowds, it seemed like, at every break. And why? Well, because he's really killing it with his trading. Now, before you go thinking Mark's some genius guru trading guy, you have to understand he's about as normal as they come. He's from the Midwest. You know, Mark's one of those guys that just struggled for year after year with his trading. And he felt like he could do it if he could just find something he could feel confident with and put his arms around, something he could find some consistent performance with. And he'd been down the path of all the technical analysis stuff, having a trading station at his house with multiple screens and doing fundamental analysis, reading all the books out there, buying the courses, and was just still so frustrated. So when he had agreed to do an interview and answer some in-depth and specific questions about exactly what he's doing, when he said yes to that, I just got real excited. And I thought immediately of sending this out to you so you could enjoy and hear firsthand what a guy that's having some mega, mega success out there is really and actually doing. Now, whatever you find yourself doing right now, you have got to drop it and stop dead in your tracks and listen to every single word of this interview. Because what Mark's doing is truly, truly amazing. And the coolest thing is, you'll be able to tell from Mark's voice, he's as normal as they come. And what's truly exciting is you could be in his exact same shoes, kicking ass, just like he is. So buckle up and enjoy the interview.
Mark.
Preston.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good, dude. I've got a quiet house here, and I almost don't know what to do with myself when when everyone gets out. It's amazing.
I love some of your Tuesday night webinars when the kids are rolling in out of your office and, you know, got to get up there for dinner. You make it so just down to earth. I love that.
Oh, God. Well, that's how it is, man. I got your emails, by the way.
Fired you another one just like a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
Because it is something I hope we can maybe touch on either through this process today or apart from it. That I think it's significant what I have to say.
That's great, man.
Maybe, maybe not. And hopefully you're comfortable with that.
Absolutely. Why don't we just hit the ground running? I've been wanting to learn a little bit more about what you're up to, and I got some insight, you know, when we were in Vegas and I had you talk to the group down there. Basically, I just wanted to just start off and just ask you, I mean, if this has been your first go around with trading online, or have you been doing this for a long time, or what got you interested? Can you just fill me in on some of that? Because let me just tell you overall, Mark, and you know, people come in this, and I've even seen people do the same trades sometimes. Yet there can be dramatic differences in, you know, in the profits and in the bottom line. So I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of someone that's tried. Let me tell you, most people come to us and it's not their first go around with investing in stocks and options and stuff. I mean, it's not like they're brand new newbies. They've been around and they've been to seminars, they've tried stuff, and they just keep crashing and burning. And then someone like you comes along and it's just like a breath of fresh air as far as what you've been able to do. So that's kind of just some backbone here, maybe some background of what I'm trying to do here and how I think we can help people.
First of all, I feel very privileged to have this opportunity, and I love to share my mistakes with anybody. I'm very humble about that because it's brought me to where I presently am. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about how I came about to online trading and where I've been. Let's go back to about 1998. I'm the typical guy that's got a pretty decent job, and I've got a broker and some mutual funds. And, you know, it's the same old story we've heard hundreds of times, where a friend of a friend or a friend or a son of a client or a daughter becomes a broker, and that's exactly what happened to me. I had a pretty decent broker, so I gave the young guy an opportunity. You know, he's 23, 24 years old, and we're right on the crest of the tech boom, and he takes $40,000 and turns it into $230,000. So, of course, I'm absolutely amazed. I'm completely just enthralled by what's occurred. And as you know, I, on the other side of the tech bubble there in 2000, we rode her all the way down, and it all went away, essentially. There might have been $5,000 left.
Right.
So you've heard that 100 times.
Yeah, not uncommon on that side either, yeah.
Okay. So after that experience, from a very high to a low. I took it upon myself to figure I couldn't do much worse than that, and I was wrong, because I did a lot worse than that, but at least initially I thought I could do much better. So I started an online account with Ameritrade, still have the same account, it was one of my accounts, and had a couple of buddies that were getting into it, so we began that journey. That has been a pretty wild ride, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows.
Now, Mark, were you reading books along all this time, and what did you do for a living or still do?
Okay. What I did for a living was I was a remodeling contractor, light, commercial, and residential. So I primarily fit this in between jobs, you know, stayed home sometimes a little later to start the job, and tried to mix the streams. Also worked for two engineering companies for a 7-year duration. And so I came and went from it, and as you probably know, Preston, that's pretty detrimental to any type of trading where you're removed and you don't really have a significant game plan. You don't have a lot of things mapped out. So, no, I did very little reading. It was a lot of trial and error, a lot of starting to get acquainted with charting and things of that nature.
And then, of course, you got a strike against you with the engineer background. Those all the analysis paralysis.
I have no formal engineering.
That's good.
Okay, but yeah, you're absolutely right, because just about, I actually have a brother that's an engineer, and they're all about the same. But all that aside, I was developing a passion for trading and equities. I had eventually had a lot of clients that were multimillionaires, and a good deal of them, Preston, had made small fortunes, either through options tradings or what have you. So I saw that as it was a consistent theme amongst my successful clients, and, mm-hmm. and that intrigued me, okay?
Gotcha.
And so I wanted to try to emulate that, but was not highly successful. Did an enormous amount of trading. I think 1 year, about 4 years back, in my own personal account, I traded $38 million, but I walked away losing only $100,000, which I thought that was pretty good.
Cool. That's a lot of trading. You're talking about the amount of trades that you did, or
yes, I'm talking about being what is considered a very active day trader that is just doing massive trading, trying to grab nickels and dimes and quarters, and having good days, but having a lot more bad days than good days.
So, Mark, did you maybe start off thinking, hey, this trading thing can be my freedom and my ticket out? And then are you saying that maybe you found yourself getting just so wrapped up in, like you're talking about, day trading, grabbing nickels, grabbing dimes? I mean, it's easy to start something and then just have it just completely start spreading out of control. And what you originally started for could be, you know, totally different than what your day's like. Is that something that happened?
Yeah, I would say you're pretty close. You know, it first started out as I can make some additional income and I can do some swing trading, longer out positions and hold them, and wasn't really implementing stop losses, didn't really have a real significant game plan. In other words, in terms of taking trades off the table, what I might expect to gain from a trade, just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But with hopes that at some point I could come out what I would call the other side and actually do this for a living. Yes.
Yeah. How did you come across what I was doing, and can you just tell what your frame of mind was, or were you about ready to give up? Were you slogging along, and you just still weren't getting the returns that you wanted, or can you go into a little bit of that detail?
I know exactly where it was. I would call it a crossroads of a trail that was about 13 years in duration. The latest stretch prior to getting your disc in the mail that just like fell out of heaven, and I really mean that. It just kind of dropped in my lap. Let's back up a little bit into last year prior to me becoming aware of your network. I had a gentleman approach me, a friend, and ask me if I could possibly generate $40,000 if he threw $230,000 in an account. And I said, absolutely. And I was primarily trading calls and puts strictly at that time, just an options trader, or a wannabe, let's say, options trader. The problem is I had some immediate success in a relatively short period of time. I want to say it was about 11 to 13 days. I generated $70,000. Well, that might sound impressive, but it was counterproductive, because what happened was the gentleman whose money I was trading felt that if we could do that in that shortest period of time, well, we might as well just keep going. Not only did we keep going, but he added to the original $230,000 up to a point of $375,000. So I was making trades that were just way out of my league, trading hundreds of call contracts at a time. So I was on an emotional roller coaster from, like I said, the highest highs to the lowest lows. And the other problem was he was basically a compulsive gambler, and I didn't realize that initially, but I soon thereafter found out that that's what really fueled all this. It really wasn't about the gains. It was about the promise of whatever. So in a six-month period of time, we burned up every nickel.
Wow.
Left an enormous amount of scars for me. He recovered. He didn't have any bad feelings, which is amazing because I would consider $375,000 a significant amount of change. It should have, in all practical purposes, created some and harbored some very ugly feelings. But Dan's kind of an amazing guy. He's pretty resilient. He just said to me, well, let's keep in touch. And if you land on something that you see is a little more promising that could give us some consistent results, you know, give me a call. Kind of the way it ended. So where was I as far as crossroads? Well, at that point, I had pretty much figured that, you know what, I was just kind of fooling myself. This never was going to amount to anything. No matter how many successes I had along the way, I had many more failures than I had successes.
Wow.
So where did things change? Well, let's go back to the day that your demo just came on one of your webinars. I got that thing. I put the CD in my computer, and I listened to it, and I listened to it again. And what I heard was your presence of just an ordinary guy without a lot of flash, without a lot of glam, that just basically was passionate about something. And I understood that passion. But somehow, what you said and how you came across, you made it very real and very down-to-earth. And I thought, you know what? I like what I'm hearing here. And what do I got to lose? So at that point, I signed up for a package for around $1,300 and figured I'm gonna hit the road and hit the books and see if this pans out.
Basically, that was a turning point for you. And I mean, after going through that experience, I can imagine. I mean, and you got to understand that some of the wealthiest traders out there, even Jesse Livermore in the reminiscence of a stock operator. I mean, he blew up like three times before he amassed the size fortune that he did. It's not uncommon that happens. And, you know, I think things happen for a reason, and maybe that happened to you at that time. And obviously you learned something from it. You felt the numbness, you felt the emotions and the everything from that. I just think things happen for a reason sometimes.
I totally agree with you. A lot of these guys, it's their second or third time around before they ever make anything good.
Yeah.
But maybe they just never let go of the dream. And I guess for me, that's what it's been. I never stopped believing that I could do it, but I obviously didn't have the right tools, and I didn't have the discipline and, you know, a few other elements that were very much missing as part of the program.
Yeah.
And what I was able to derive from what you were putting out there is that you kind of have a couple of formulas, and you've made them work for yourself and some other traders. You know, an interesting thing about being around some of your network is the fact about making money just really never comes up. And I've talked to Matt and Chris and stuff about in relationship to that. It's about becoming good traders, about getting to know yourself and developing a skill and an eye and really bringing a level of discipline that I certainly was lacking for a long time.
What's interesting about that is when you focus on becoming the good trader, then the byproduct is money. A lot of people just focus on the money part, and as you know, that can be so fleeting. You can have some good scores, and then you don't have good. Then you have opposite of that, and then very soon the markets is the humbler out there, and you can be flattened and squashed like a bug. Hey, Mark, let me ask you, so what's your life like now? What have you been able to do with this information? Because I know that you got hitched into one of our coaching programs where you worked one-on-one with one of our coaches and stuff. But as far as the results go, I mean, has it been night and day? Can you kind of explain what you've been able to do and maybe share some specifics here and there?
Yes, I was given the opportunity to be a part of a 12-month mentoring program that allowed me to work one-on-one on a coaching basis. So I felt some guidance that way. I went through the series of 10 CDs several times, and basically the weekly or bi-weekly, webinars that you direct have been really beneficial. And what I was able to do is just really back away from everything that I knew and really draw strength from discipline and learning patterns, setups, things, and I've made that my own. I've really been able to identify with it, and I've gained I've gained an enormous amount of confidence in just waiting for that to set up and then acting on it. And it might sound very basic and very simple, but I believe that whether it's a 52 breakout that you make your own, or it's a sunrise and demise, or it's in a pre-announcement, it's something that you grow to be comfortable with, that you can look back and see success time and time again when this particular setup occurs. So for me, that was a real changing.
That's awesome. And not to mention that you're doing some of this during some of the pretty much an historic market time. I mean, some of these companies that haven't missed a dividend payment in 80 years, like the GEs and stuff, you know, have been slashing and burning their dividends, and lots of big names doing that. So it's not like you've exactly been doing this in a normal time, which I think is pretty significant. I mean, if you can do it now, you can most likely do it in any year.
A very good point, Preston. Going back several months here, actually 3 or 4 months now, when the market was definitely still in a downtrend and I started to see successful trades, it has been recognizably the most encouraging time of trading my entire life.
That's
because I believed at that time that if I could come up with back-to-back consecutive winning trades, we're not going for the moon here, these are just what I consider pretty modest gains, that if I could do that type of trading in this type of environment, I can trade in any environment. And there was definitely a comfort and a very secure feeling, one that I've never known, ever.
And how has it translated profit-wise? I mean, how things turned around that way? And because you're right. I mean, once you get consistency, basically, once you're making money and then you can consistently do it, the confidence level that you have just shoots through the roof and stays there. As you know, confidence is such a big part of, it's kind of like a circle, you know, you make money, you're consistent doing it, you have confidence, and then it really wraps in a circle. And it's not because there's a certain market on hand or whatever, it's that you've got a collection of, you've got an understanding and a collection of tools, call them setups or whatever, you know, way of operating, that it doesn't depend on some kind of quirky market cycle that we might be having. You can do it anytime. It's very empowering. And it sounds like that's where you're at now.
Empowering is a great word. I've spent a lot of these last 4 months working with, for example, an uncle of mine in Gainesville, Florida, 78 years old. He's a retired GE engineer. He was an Annapolis graduate. Brilliant man. I went through, you know, it's a typical story, $350,000 with money managers and down to $125,000. And basically, to make a long story short, I was so excited about what Covered Calls, the promise that I'd seen with them and success that I had with them. I did all this over the phone, and basically I taught him how to trade Covered Calls. Mm-hmm. And consequently, just to give you an idea, he generated $17,000 last month.
Oh, that's awesome.
That in itself, is that now that's a success story. He's now working with his sons and daughters, fellow graduates from Annapolis, that are, you know, all going through the same thing. And he basically is mentoring them. That is one of my proudest moments right there.
I love it.
So for me, the Covered Calls just took me to a whole new dimension. They give me a level of security and insulation beyond anything I've ever known. And what I've done, you know, as you've instructed, Preston, is sell them at the money or in the money, especially in an uncertain market like we've had. I don't try to grab big gains selling out in front of where the stock is trading. I have found my comfort zone is selling at or deep in the money and taking consistently just decent gains. And so that has taken the account and grown it to an exponential level beyond my comprehension. So what is that kind of level? What am I talking about here? I'm talking about starting with an amount of $230,000 and generating month over month 57% returns that I can document. Basically just doing repetitive trades in some more volatile stocks, but with that volatility buffering in extreme measures of monetary value between where I sell those calls and where I'm going to get called out, giving me a real comfort zone.
That's wonderful.
That's how I did it.
It's wonderful. Is your goal to just pad the account and stack that account and grow it and to a dollar figure? This opens up so many opportunities as far as what you've got to sit down with a piece of paper and say, hey, how do I want my life to look? What do I want to do? You know, where do I want to go? And have you thought about where this is going to lead and where you want it to go?
It's a great question, Preston. I'm not one to use the word surreal, but I guess that would be fitting to try to describe what you do with this and where you go from it. It's still a little overwhelming. Let me start out by saying that. The idea of generating $125,000 to $175,000 a month is still just doesn't really, kind of a loss of words. It is real because the account has over $1 million in it, and it's been generated by selling covered calls, okay? Where do we go from here?
But hey, the thing is you know, we grow up and we're impressionable, and you don't hear any of this in school. I mean, brokers, you know, stockbrokers, none of this stuff is on the test that you have to take to be a stockbroker or even a registered investment advisor. And, you know, you read Money Magazine, for example, and who do they interview? Mutual fund managers, you know, to give good stock ideas. By their charter, they can't trade like this. So, I mean, really, it's like, I call it kind of a collection of us-ins. I mean, I can't even tell my neighbor over the fence what I do. You know, I come peeling out of here in a Viper. Sometimes my neighborhood thinks I'm a drug dealer. I have no idea what I do. And so sometimes when we get together in conferences, you know, and we can rub shoulders and, you know, snack and go to lunch and slap backs and stuff, it's like this, oh, you know, everyone in here knows what I do, you know. It's funny how it's still so under the radar, like the system is just, the system of the world or whatever is just, it's not down with what you're doing. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's probably normal for you to keep staring at this and going, what in the hell am I doing? What is going on here? What could my life look like? But I think that you're at the stage where you have to seriously look at this and say, wow, I could afford a jet. You know, I can go buy another home. But if I don't want to, I don't have to. Maybe I've always wanted to run a donut store because I love donuts. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe that's what I'll do in a couple years. But anyway, that just kind of got me off on a little twirl there because, you know, you probably don't in your neighborhood have anyone you could talk to about without them looking at you on the doorstep going, what the hell has he been smoking? What's he doing?
I can really identify with what you said. You've had some more time with it, obviously, and you've become more familiar with it. For me, it's still a little bit overwhelming. I get asked the question a lot, well, if it's so easier or it's so profitable, why isn't everybody doing it? Why aren't our brokers doing it? And, you know, I finally got, I think, a good answer. I can't even imagine my broker had 425 clients. Now, that's maybe a little more than a lot of people, but even at 150 clients or 75, just imagine what's involved month to month. If you continue to, you know, sell these calls again,
oh, yeah.
there's a lot of time, and there's not a lot of profit and you know, commission for these guys. So where's the incentive? I got it. I mean, I think I really understand why this isn't out there in mainstream.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, really the investment banks and everything, I mean, are really set up over on one side. I mean, they've got their things to sell. And it's funny because all the commercials and all the magazine, glossy magazine ads, I mean, it's like they got your back. But really, it's they got their back, and you're going to be privileged to be a client of ours because of our name. Our name is this. You know, it's like that status thing that used to be, oh, I have a stockbroker. It used to be that you had clout when you said you had a broker and then you did the name drop of who the broker was. It's like you are privileged to have an account there and the privilege that you could call them and that they could help you. And I think that stuff has just been cut off at the knees. You know what I'm saying? It's literally just this creative destruction thing that's happening right now. And you don't see it happening every day, but it's just, I mean, all the people that have just rushed away from those main name brokers and, you know, are trying to do it for themselves online now. Hey, Mark, I did want to comment on the covered call strategy, and you probably know this, but look, I mean, a lot of people that do covered calls or have done them over the years have had their butt handed to them. It's not that you just do that and there's some magic. You're doing them, but you're doing them with stocks that are setting up right. You know what I'm saying? You're doing them and you have a toolbox. You've got the wherewithal or whatever, the training. You're doing them on the right stocks, I guess is what I'm trying to say, which is huge. You know, what stock and when is huge on when you do covered calls.
Absolutely. It is. There's a formula, and you help us to identify that formula, find the kind of names we might want to consider selling covered calls in. You just lay it out there and we can take it and run with it. We're just not winging it here.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. The percentages that I talk about are a month-to-month percentage. And what I can throw out there is, I'm thinking you're way more conservative than I am. I'm seeing 12 to 20% on any given month, and that's still pretty easy for me to target. I'm averaging over 20% in all the accounts that I'm trading on a month-to-month basis. That's an unheard-of number. I'm dealing with an ex-client that wants to team up and throw me $250,000. And I'll tell you where he's at with his three brokers. He's down $1.5 million on $3 million, okay? I hear that story all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, well, what are you doing that they're not doing? And I'm like, well, here's what I'm doing that they're not doing. And it's basically what we're talking about here, that we do have a plan, and we do have a formula, and we do have a discipline. The reason I feel comfortable is I have a formula to generate a lot of winning trades. So the couple that I have to take off here and there, it's insignificant.
Yeah, and it's just part of doing business. And
that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's like being in any business and you've got a product line and three of them are just absolutely stellar stars. You nurture those and keep with those, and three product lines might be so-so, but they're enough to keep. And then two are dogs, and you know, after so long, I mean, in a business sense, you maybe take a year to cut those off. But what's nice about trading, and that a little side thing here, what I love is there is a ready market right now. You go to the market, and I just love the instantaneous. If you want to do something, you got to market right now. That is such a, it's something that kind of gets overlooked. It is just so cool that we, you know, you have a market on the willing. If you want to dump a product line in a business, hell, that might take you, you got to fire people, you got to turn off the plants, you got to stop the advertising, you got to do this. It might take you 3 months and 6 months to drop one of those, but you can drop something like a bad habit in a nanosecond in what we're doing. I love that.
I could be on the line for a couple hours here, but backing up, where I see us going, and I say us because I am partnered up with a couple other individuals, is I see us growing the accounts to allow us to maintain larger positions as we grow it, siphoning it off, writing ourselves checks, whether they be $50,000 a month or what have you. One of the concepts I really like is owning 250,000 shares of XYZ, you know, in a combination, not in one position necessarily, but collecting premium of 30 to 50 cents, you know, per share.
Sure.
And that's what I see happening, where we're generating significant amount of capital on a month-to-month basis, whether we get called out of a position or not. That might be over some people's heads, but eventually they'll understand. We have a dividend stream coming in that just pops up in the account, and you've given us all these different sites to go to really look and to know whether these are legit type of stocks we want to be trading options on. You know, you give us a lot of tools, and when you put all those tools together, you get some phenomenal results. And that's what your program, your network offers, is you just supply us with all those years of experience to give the security in going into these trades. I'm going into $200,000-$400,000 positions where I'm taking in some significant amount of premium to give myself a buffer there to feel good about having those size of positions. And you work up to that. It happened way faster than I thought it was going to, though, in terms of how we've been able to grow this account. On a big swing in the market, I might see $200,000 bottom line in account, you know, that day, but it's fine because it's $800,000 above my strike price. So it's like, it's a total different way of trading.
Now, Mark, let me ask you this. So the guy that may be listening to this that had, let's say, a $300,000 account and, you know, has two brokers or three brokers, whatever, and it's, you know, it's down to 140 or something like that. Again, the common story. I mean, that's what's happened to most account sizes. Even professionally managed and with the best brokers and all that kind of stuff, there's just been about a whacking of about a half. So what would you tell that guy, listen to this, he's got 140 and here he's sitting and just, you know, wondering what to do. I mean, what's possible for that guy?
Okay, here's what's possible for that guy. He has the opportunity to manage his own finances and control his destiny. And he can look forward to a 5 to 10% return on his capital month over month, no matter what the market conditions are. And I can say that without any reservation, with no hesitation whatsoever. And I think that's huge.
That guy's looking at conservatively then, like he said, in any market circumstance. I mean, if you just cut it right in the middle there, in between 5 and 10%, I mean, that guy could be dropping in 10 grand as the month goes by. I just have to make this comment.
Yeah.
I used to think months went by forever. And man, you know, moving into your 40s and your kids, I thought the year my two boys were 5 and 3, that year would never end, ever, ever. You know, now they're 13 and 11. But I mean, the point is, these months go by so, they go by anyway. You know, if you're going to sit there and wonder what to do. I mean, all of a sudden a month's by and that guy can have $10,000 coming in there. If the guy could live off of $5,000 or $6,000 a month, could he retire on that amount right there?
Absolutely. And one thing that I really need to put out there, and this is something that came through you, Preston, and it's called portfolio margin. It takes $100,000 to $125,000 to open up that kind of account. That allows you to leverage your $140,000 or whatever it is that you have in there. And let me tell you, that is a whole different arena. I'm going to throw out a couple of numbers, and these are legitimate, but these are the kind of returns that I have seen in the past couple of months by implementing portfolio margin. And basically it's like this. It runs us 0.75% a month to use the brokerage's money. So for every $100,000, it's costing you $750, okay? Well, here's where it really gets a little bit mind-boggling. If I put on a trade and I use a couple $100,000 and I ended up generating, say, $30,000 or $40,000, well, actually, that $30,000 or $40,000, I might only be spending $1,200 to generate that. So then you take that and run it through your calculator. I'm seeing returns anywhere from 2,000 on upwards to 6,000% a month. That changes.
I know it does.
It literally changes everything. And I don't feel uncomfortable. Right now, I think we've got in one account $330,000. In margin. That would have freaked me out in years past. It's just the cost of doing business. I mean, if you can make 10 or 15% a month, think about what I just shared with you. That just takes it to a whole different plateau.
I know. And just for a little background on that, portfolio margin is literally a brand new thing. It was passed from the time we're recording this two Aprils ago by the SEC. The SEC made it legit, and basically it just says, hey, look, if you're a responsible investor and you're buying stock, and if you're buying like put protection to protect your stock, why do you need to hold your entire dollar amount still in that stock when the risk to you and the firm has gone down significantly? In a company one that we have right now, we've got $1.1 million worth of stock, and we started with a $100,000 company portfolio. In just shy of 4 months, the thing's almost doubled. That's what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not going to let you off the hook easy, Mark, on this living thing. You were talking about, hey, you know, we're going to, you know, take some money out for ourselves, you know, every month or whatever. But what is this going to allow you to do? Or have you thought that far ahead on what you, I mean, because look, I mean, we get one shot around the track and we know life goes by in a blur and it goes by so fast. You want to go get a pilot license? Is that interesting? Are you going to go get a submarine? I know they have submarines out there. I saw it in a magazine a couple months ago. You can buy your own submarine.
Great question, Preston. There's a lot of things floating around in the back of my head. I haven't really done anything drastic just yet. But I have a sister that lost both of her legs in the year 2000. Nepetite and fasciitis, where they were cut off right at the bottom of her hip, so there's nothing there. She spends her entire life in a wheelchair. Mm. I've been able to do some things for her. One of the things I intend to do is write out a check and pay off the remainder of her mortgage on her house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those are the kinds of things
I love it.
That really get me going. You know, college education, you know, just being able to provide that, knowing that that's in the bank, you know, that's a done deal, for example. Just don't have to make payments. It's just there. You know, it's over. Things like that I think really weigh on people with two-income salaries and people losing their jobs and things of that nature. Being able to stroke out a check and pay off the house, not worry about a mortgage anymore. I mean, those are huge.
Isn't that great? They are huge. They really are. I mean, most people just are just good, hard-working, honest people, and they don't know any other way, and they're just, two-income families, and there's payments just left and right on everything, and credit cards add up, and all kinds of stuff, and just to roll through life without that burden. I always think when you don't have that burden, your mind's so freed up in a way. I mean, good grief, you could, maybe you got a book in you, you know, maybe you can go write a book. I mean, when your mind gets unburdened, it's amazing what powers start bubbling up that you've always had that seem like they've just been trapped, you know, just because out of fear and things like that.
Yeah, it's a very good point. In my situation, my significant other, Deborah, is an account manager at a very successful accounting firm, and I'm starting to talk to her about the possibility of what's going to be like when she no longer has to go to the office anymore. It's kind of frightening for her. She feels very uncomfortable. It makes her feel real out of place, but she's realizing now that that's certainly a possibility.
Wow. That's wonderful stuff, Mark. It's really, really cool. I knew sitting down with you like this was going to seem like it went by in 5 minutes. In closing here, I don't know if I told you in Vegas, but I just want to, and I don't want to be condescending like I'm a dad or anything, but dude, I am so proud of you. I am just, I can't tell you that enough. It just makes me feel so good hearing what you're doing and how you're just really taking this, and it doesn't seem like you feel limited in any way. Like I say, I'm so proud of you. I wish you the best. If there's anything you want to say in closing here, feel free. I really appreciate you sharing what you shared.
We could easily go considerably longer. There's so much inside of my head. What I feel the Trader's Edge, the whole network, has been able to help me really define is what I want out of each and every trade that I place and why I'm in the trade. And what I'm able to put down over the email is knowing what you expect out of each trade as far as a sell point or a stop loss and why you're in the trade. And when you look at the trade in the rears, you can feel really good about why you entered it and why you exited it. That is something I find is very, very hard for most traders. They really get all kind of disoriented once they're in the trade, or they're up maybe 40% or 100%. They're not really sure where to take it. And I think this program has really helped me define those outlines and really know what it is and what I expect before I ever push the button and put the trade on.
Great, that's great information there. And bottom line, this is the linebacker speak coming out of you, but when you, the more you track something, the more, basically just with a simple way of writing something down, I'm not talking goals, just writing down a trade that you get in and why you did and what the market was, you know, at that time, what the stock was at or whatever. And just that act improves what you're doing. And the fact is, it's so simple that most people don't do that. And just by doing that, even if you're trading just crappy strategies and things like that, you will trade that crappy strategy better by having, you know, written it down and just keeping your mind right on why did I even do this in the first place? Because after a while, like you probably are experiencing, you have all these accounts and all these different stocks. And if you just woke up to it and just looked at it, it would just look mind boggling. Like, what are you doing? Well, if you got a little, you know, something written down on each one, it's there's a real method to the madness there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It brings a high degree of accountability.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think that's just, for me personally, that's what I'm experiencing is I just find that I have a high sense of accountability to myself.
That's awesome.
And I'm not sure that a lot of traders really ever get to that level. Kind of like trade to see another trade. I mean, basically, if you erode capital, eventually you're done. It's over.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'd love to be able to check back in with you down the road, you know, 6 months or so. We do another interview. I think people would love to hear, you know, where things have gone and how much, you know, brighter and grander and stuff that things are, the world is for you. And maybe we can do that, you know, going down the road and, you know, just do another little milestone interview and just see where things are at.
I would certainly welcome that. With the calculators and the spreadsheets that I'm looking at, it's actually kind of scary to think where we might be another 6 months, but we'll be multimillionaires. I mean, it's just inevitable. It's just, all it is time. It's month after month expiration. That's really what it's about.
That's great, man. Again, I appreciate your time and spending here, and I think it's just been wonderful information just hearing where you've come from and what you're doing right now, and I just wish you the best of luck, and I look forward to keeping in close touch with you.
I look forward to that as well, Preston.
How do you like that? And did you hear what Mark just said in the close, with all the money aside that they've made and that they're planning on making? Did you hear what he said about being accountable? Instead of just trading and to trade in the next trade, that what he's learned and how he's operating now, he is able to be truly accountable to himself. You know, at the end of the day, that's all we got. And that's all you make money with is you, yourself, and you. And guess what? This could be your story. In a few months from now, I'm convinced you can do exactly what Mark's been able to do. No matter what the economy does next, no matter what the market, where it gyrates, no matter where the market goes. Keep in mind, Mark has done this in the middle of an entire sea change, the entire landscape change that's happened in the stock market, in the economy in general. And if you can do it while the whole economy is shifting and changing and being unpredictable from 1 week to the next, believe me, you can do this in any market that exists. You know, I've gotten to know Mark a little bit better than I did before. And, you know, when he first called in looking for some additional help, frankly, he was freaked out. He was scared. He didn't know where to turn. You know, he didn't want to give up on the financial goals that he had. He's got some big financial goals, some big dreams that he wants to accomplish. And frankly, when he called, he was about out of gas with those. What one of my right-hand trading guys was able to do was to talk to Mark and really find out where he was, just assess the situation, where he was, what he wanted to do, what he was doing that wasn't getting him there, and how we could get him on the right track and on the right course where he could really believe really deep down that he could accomplish what he wanted to do. And not just accomplish, you're probably like me, when you put a financial goal down, don't you kind of want to surpass it? I mean, yeah, it's great to have that as a benchmark, but you can tell from the interview, Mark is going to smash through everything that he thought was possible, even remotely possible. He's just in a whole nother plane. And while I can't sit here and promise or guarantee you that you're going to have the exact same success that he had, what I can tell you is I can put you on the same course that he was put on. I don't know what kind of money you're starting with, and I don't know what bills you have or what you want to accomplish, if you're ready to retire or if you've, whatever your financial dreams and goals are. I can't promise you'll be on the exact same course as Mark, but even if you're on a course 10% like Mark, would you take that? And who knows, you could come in and just completely surpass where that cat's been. So I want to throw an invitation out your way. I'm going to give you the same phone number that Mark called in, and I'm going to invite you to talk to the same caliber of guy that Mark called in when he did. And I don't know what your individual situation is. This may not even be the right timing for your particular situation, but I'm going to throw this number out and I'm going to invite you to call, because I've truly assembled just a bitchin' staff. I've just got amazing coaches that truly make a difference in people's lives. And I'm not just talking about getting by and understanding trading better. I'm talking about being able to take your entire financial destiny into your hands and potentially make you millions of dollars. Let's just call it what it is. I hate to get mushy on you here, but, and it's not me saying it, I mean, Mark has just is almost done with his coaching. And he's looking at a life that he never before could even conceive of. And it's not just even stopping at a couple million dollars. I mean, a couple million dollars can make many more millions of dollars. And when does it stop? I mean, you only have to live on so much. But if you need to live on a lot of income, then that's your goal. If you need to spend just a little bit of that and you want to keep stacking up your income and growing your account and growing it on steroids, that can be your plan. But I'm telling you, I put something together that could be a hand in a glove fit for your individual situation. And you won't know it until you give us a call. So let me give you that phone number.
It's 801-717-3993.
Again, that's area code
801-717-3993.
And what's going to happen is someone on my trading staff will, if they don't have time that minute, they will arrange a time where they can sit down with you with no pressure and just evaluate where you are and find out what you want to accomplish. And I'm talking for real here. And we'll give you an honest to goodness assessment of where you're at and what it's going to take to get you where you want to go. And just so you know what it's like on the other side of the phone, you know, we haven't gone corporate and all glossy, and there's not a sea of cubicles where you're just a number and they'll assign you to someone that can just help walk you through a product or a textbook to teach you trading. You know, most of my coaches have come up through the ranks. They've been former students and they really, really know their stuff cold. You know, and when you talk to these guys, they're going to set aside some legitimate time to sit down with you and really find out how we can best bless your life. Now, I haven't checked the actual coaching schedule to see even what availability we have over on the coaching side at this point in time. But I'll tell you something, you'll get a ton of value just talking. You know, these guys are really sharp. And just to sit down with them and get some clarity on where you're at and how we can best help you will just be a mountain of value in and of itself. So I invite you to call again at
801-717-3993.
I hope that this can be the right fit for you. And I hope you could feel the excitement and really see through the interview that you heard and really feel what's going on here. Literally, you could be months away from having your life being dramatically changed and never thinking about money in the same way you ever again. Hey, I hope this finds you well, and I appreciate your time and listening to it. And until next time, this is the Pirate sailing off. Guns a-blazing.